This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. In Iraq today, one U.S. soldier and three Iraqi National Guardsmen have been killed in insurgent attacks on locations in and around Baghdad. Some of the attacks, which involved car bombs, small arms fire, and rocket-propelled grenades, may have been a coordinated response to a U.S. forces raid yesterday on a major Sunni mosque in that city. Fighting has also continued in the northern city of Mosul. Alyssa Rubin is a Baghdad bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times and joins us from Baghdad. Thanks very much for being with us.
And thank you.
Ms. Rubin, are U.S. forces assuming those attacks were somehow prompted by the raid in the mosque?
Well, I'm not sure whether it's, how close the correlation is, because Adami has been very turbulent all week, but it certainly appears to have been one of the ingredients, and is the most recent, was the other most recent conflict there, and was very upsetting to lots of Sunnis to have the mosque stormed during Friday prayers. It's a very influential mosque. It's been very much at the center of gathering supplies for Fallujah, both last April and this time around, food, medicine, everything else, and it was seen as a considerable affront that this happened. And it's not yet clear, I think, what's probably made it very hard for the community as well as for journalists here. It's not really clear what the reason was for raiding the mosque. Hasn't been made clear yet.
So the U.S. military has not been able to make clear to you or Iraqis why they went into the mosque or what they accomplished in the raid?
That's right. I mean, a lot of the people who went in were Iraqi National Guardsmen. I mean, now I think increasingly they are the people doing the actual raid so that non-Muslims don't enter the mosque. And so I think that probably added, though, almost another ingredient of resentment, since it was, in a sense, Iraqis who were raiding Iraqis, and there was no clear reason. I mean, what has been said at many of the mosques where there have been raids lately is that the imams or the preachers have been inciting people to fight the Americans, to fight the Iraqi forces. But it's not clear to me that that's what the reason was behind this one.
Ms. Rubin, there are also reports in Mosul of some bodies being discovered. What can you tell from there about what might be going on in the north?
Well, I think it's hard exactly to tell what's going on. We're still gathering information in Mosul, and I'm not entirely sure what the story will end up being today. But there is a real battle there between the insurgents and any Iraqi security forces, and they have repeatedly attacked police stations and National Guardsmen on the road, and I think we're going to continue to see assassinations of any Iraqi security forces.
And this finally, a top aide to Prime Minister Alawi suggested this week that those January elections might be postponed or delayed because of concerns for security. Do you know any more about that?
Well, I mean, that they're even saying that aloud right now is quite significant. I don't think it's a decision yet, but obviously there is really serious concern that the current situation would make it very difficult for Sunnis to vote. And if you don't have a sizable chunk of the Sunni population voting, it would be very hard to say it's a government that would have real legitimacy, that would really reflect the Iraqi people. So it would seem that this is in part a recognition of that problem.
Alyssa Rubin, a Baghdad bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad, thanks very much.
Thank you.